This goes to Aubrey, A-U, B like boy, R-E-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, and like November, P like practice, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. Date of birth, January 7th of 1952. Dear Miss Akers, this is a consultation for Mrs. Schultz, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, persisting for several years, but making a recent change within the last year. May 14th of 2025, creatinine was 1.47, 11/5/25, creatinine 1.23, GFR46, February 11th, 26, creatinine 1.3 with GFR43. And previous levels ranged between 1.1 and 1.0 for several years. She was seeing a different nephrologist locally, but requested a change to have a closer location for nephrology follow-up than the previous provider offered. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have loose stools every time she eats, but they do resolve spontaneously. She did get severe heartburn when she needed to take prednisone for prolonged periods of time around 2018 when she was diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica. The prednisone helped the pain and weakness very well. And then she was tapered off the prednisone and placed on Plaquenil instead, and that has been doing a very good job controlling this condition. Urine is clear. She has not recently had any cloudiness, pain, or blood. No incontinence or nocturia. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, polymyalgia rheumatica, diagnosed about 2018, osteoporosis, hyperlipidemia with a total statin intolerance, and multiple varieties have been tried, diverticulosis with history of diverticulitis, heartburn, especially while she was taking prednisone for a prolonged period of time, a history of UTIs, not chronically and not generally more than one a year, and diarrhea, postprandial diarrhea. Past surgical history, she's had a tonsillectomy, a tubal ligation, and hysterectomy with oophorectomy. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married. She lives with her husband, who was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And she works at Maple View Assisted Living Facility as a beautician and a care provider. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, thyroid disease, hypertension, and a brain aneurysm. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Lipitor, Crestor, Zetia, clindamycin, epinephrine, and penicillin. Physical exam, height is 61 inches, weight 149 pounds, pulse 71. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 78. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular with a controlled rate in the 70s, no murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver, no palpable masses, no splenomegaly, no pulsatile areas, extremities, no edema, pulses 2+ bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted on the lower extremities. And sensation and motion are intact. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done February 11th, 2026. Creatinine 1.3, calcium is 9.3, sodium 141, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 29, albumin 4.2, hemoglobin is 12.5 with normal white count, normal platelets. She did have a urinalysis with microscopic. That was done April 14th, 2025. Negative for blood, negative for protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. And she had a protein to creatinine ratio done in the urine, 11.5 of 25, slight amount of protein of 0.3 protein to creatinine ratio, about 300. And we have a kidney ultrasound that was done February 25th, 2025. Right kidney, small at 8.8 centimeters with some increased echogenicity and cortical thinning. There was no cysts, masses, or hydronephrosis. Left kidney was 9.2 centimeters with mild echogenicity and cortical thinning. No hydronephrosis, no cysts, masses, or stones were noted. Bladder was normal in appearance with normal ureteral jets noted within the bladder. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to a previous exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, for the polymyalgia rheumatica and the bilaterally small kidneys. And 3, mild proteinuria. We are going to repeat labs now with the protein to creatinine ratio and a urinalysis, intact parathyroid hormone, and then we will be checking labs every 3 months thereafter. She will continue to avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Oops, I forgot to add medications after the allergies. Could you please go in there and add medications right after I listed her allergies? They were, one was omeprazole, 20 milligram daily, since 2018. Synthroid, 75 microgram daily. Plaquenil, 200 milligram daily. Tylenol, 650 milligram twice a day as needed for pain. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.